Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Today I want to talk about integrity, and I want to talk about valuing yourself. Over the past few weeks, I've come up against some situations and experiences and, interactions that have required me to, or they haven't required me to, but I have required myself to step out of my comfort zone and speak my truth. And this can be a really uncomfortable thing to do, particularly as a woman. But it's something that I'm feeling called more and more towards, to lead by example. And integrity is a big key value of mine. I want to be in integrity, and there are some areas where I haven't been, where I have been almost leaning into people-pleasing tendencies, not speaking up when I see something that is not right, not speaking up when I feel, you know, that I'm not being treated with respect. So there's a big piece around this in the integrity piece, in the wanting to be in integrity, wanting to lead by example. And when I'm in this place of not speaking my truth, I'm not living in integrity. I'm just not. But I also understand that it can be really uncomfortable to speak our truth, and it can have an on-flow effect. But when you're saying, when you're swallowing your feelings, essentially what you're saying is the way that person feels is more important than the way you feel. And that's not cool. That's not cool at all. Because the most important person who needs to value you is you. And when you're not willing to speak up, and when you're leaning into, or like not leaning into, but when you're shying away from situations and confrontations because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, what you're ending up doing is taking that hurt and putting it on yourself. And we all deserve more than that. And you know what? The people in our lives deserve more than that. So for me right now, if you've been around here for a while, you'll know I have this thing that I do. I figure out what I am available for, and I figure out what I'm not available for. And then I come from that place. So, things I'm not available for? Bitchiness. I'm just not available for bitchiness. I'm not available for, there's so much that I'm not available for. But there are things that I am available for, right? And this is where I choose to focus. Sometimes we need to know what we're not available for in order to figure out what we are available for. So there's lots of things that I'm not available for. I'm not available for people pleasers. I'm just not. Because the thing with people pleasers is they will throw you under the bus to please others. Not available for that. Not available to be thrown under a bus, and not available to be the driver of the bus either, for that matter, you know? Not available for that. I have said for a couple of years now, I am available for emotionally brave people. I'm available for open, honest conversations. I'm not available for bullshit. And sometimes when we commit to that, it can feel really, really fucking uncomfortable. And we do have to have these really uncomfortable conversations that have the potential to make others feel shit about themselves. But I think it can be done in a loving and respectful way. And I think it can be done in a place of integrity. You know, I feel like if I'm going to have those kind of conversations with people, and I'm going to say, like, stand in my power and say what is okay with me and what is not okay with me, then I can do that in a loving and respectful way. And I always try to come from that place because I have compassion. I have understanding. I have the deepest of empathy. And sometimes that causes me to shy away from confrontation because I know what it's like to be called out on my shit. I know what it's like to do things that are not in integrity and have someone point it out, and it does not feel good. But it is the greatest opportunity for growth. And if I think about it, I would rather someone say, even though it's confronting and shit, I would rather someone be straight with me than blow a bunch of smoke up my ass to keep me happy. You know, that's not what I want for you. It's not what I want for me. And if it's not good enough for you, it's sure as fuck not good enough for me. This is the thing. I feel like a lot of the time where we are placing more value on someone else's feelings than we do our own, that doesn't lead to any good places. You know, if there's one thing I've learned, particularly over the last decade, it's the more that I get to know, like, and trust myself, the better my life gets. The less swimming around in self-doubt I do. The less anxiety I have because I'm not constantly overthinking everything. I'm not constantly, you know, I definitely still do have a process where something happens and I have initial reaction of anger or frustration or resentment or guilt or whatever. And then I go beneath that and I ask myself, what is this really about? You know, like, where are they coming from? Where am I coming from? And if I'm coming from a place that is totally ego-based, then I need to dive deeper than that because that's not a good enough place. Like, reacting from that initial hurt is just basically, you know, grabbing the knife and throwing it back. And I am not available for that shit. I am not available for, you know, knife slinging. I'm just not. So I take the time to check back in, check where I'm at, check where that person might be coming from, try to have a little bit of empathy and understanding for that person, and then stand in my power and say, this is how I'm feeling. So my kinesiologist, Tara, and I'm sure this isn't like necessarily her thing. I'm sure it's like a thing in the, you know, coaching psychology world, whatever, is the I feel, I want, I'm willing. And I do this kind of naturally, but I love when it's brought to my attention. So when we have a situation where we're feeling really reactive and, you know, and like bitterness or resentment or frustration or anger or be feeling unseen or whatever, we can come into this power of I feel, I want, I'm willing. So what that might look like is I feel like, you know, whatever you're feeling like. I'm feeling like maybe there's a miscommunication here, or I'm feeling like you're not, you know, not necessarily you're not. I feel like my time isn't being respected. I feel like, you know, insert what you're feeling. I want, you know, I really want us to be friends. And I'm willing to have difficult conversations in order for that to happen. You know, so those three little things, I feel, I want, I'm willing, can really help us go from that place of like, what is my truth, right? Because our truth isn't our anger. Our truth isn't our bitterness. Our truth isn't our resentment. Our truth is actually like, for want of a wanky, you know, less spiritual, you know, rhetoric, it's not, you know, we aren't those things. We are love. So if we're going to come from the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, we're just grabbing what they've handed to us and throwing it back in their face. That actually gets us nowhere. That's how wars start, for between egos just like wanting to stand their ground and hold their power. But that's not an empowered place. Holding on to power isn't empowered. So how can you empower yourself in those situations? And you know what? It's supremely uncomfortable. Fuck me, is it uncomfortable? I have had probably the most uncomfortable conversations I've had in my entire life in the last fortnight with people. Because I'm no longer willing to accept sloppiness. in friendship, in clients, in anything. I'm no longer willing. You know what? Like, I am no longer available for that. I am no longer available for people who don't value me as much as I value them. Just not available for it. And if I have to inform you of how to treat me, I am willing to do that. I feel like, you know, this is it. This is, I feel I want, I am willing. In a, you know, anecdote, really, I feel like I'm being misunderstood right now. I want us to be friends, and so I'm willing to have these awkward, uncomfortable conversations with you because I value your friendship. You know, those are the kind of conversations that I've been having the last few weeks. And I can tell you, they are uncomfortable. There are often tears. But I am very aware of the energy of that exchange too. There is no I'm better than you energy attached to it. There doesn't have to be that. It can just be, this is not okay with me. This would be okay with me. I am not available for that. I am available for this. I feel, I want, I am willing. So yeah, I guess today is an invitation for you to check within to see where you might be hiding away, where you might be shying away from your truth in order to protect other people's feelings. You know what I've realized? We cannot protect people from their feelings. We just cannot. And when we do so, we're actually removing their autonomy. We're actually saying, I don't think you can handle this, so I'm going to protect you. And you know what happens? Like, I mean, watch all the shows, all of the shows, you know, where humans have conflict, it's due to a lack of communication. It's often due to one person trying to protect something from someone when it's actually the very thing that would help them move forward. We've got to stop protecting each other from our feelings. We have to be willing to step into a space of power, personal power, not power over, because that's a different thing. This isn't about having power over someone. This is about having personal power and honoring your word to yourself. This is about self-integrity. Because if you're going to say one thing and do one thing, it's going to cause friction within you. So where are you out of integrity? Where can you step more into your personal power? Where can you speak your truth in a loving, respectful way and practice having these conversations? Maybe using that I feel, I want, I'm willing piece. Yeah, so I think that's it for this week. Remember, no one else is going to value you until you value yourself. I mean, that's kind of bullshit. They probably will value you, but you won't be able to feel the value until you're valuing yourself, right? And you deserve to have your truth honored. You deserve to speak it. You deserve to live in integrity. You deserve to be free of doubt and fear and anxiety. I think like those things always exist within us, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like there are the people who have people-pleasing tendencies tend to also be the kind of people who suffer a lot of anxiety because they're constantly overthinking, trying to please everyone else, and in that, not pleasing themselves. The best thing you can do for the people around you is please yourself, is speak your truth. Because what happens when you do that is the quality of the friendships that you attract go to a whole new level, a whole new level. You create safe spaces for expression, spaces where there is respect, where there is mutual admiration, where there is honesty and transparency and integrity. And we all deserve to have those spaces, but while we're cultivating friendships that are based on you pleasing others and not honoring your own truth, that level of friendship, love, and support will never be reached. And sometimes I think, like, maybe those kind of friendships aren't for everyone, but they're definitely for me. And I am available for solid, intimate, trust-filled relationships. I'm not available for bullshit. I'm not available for surface-level stuff. I'm just not. It's not who I am. It's who I've pretended to be over the years, but it's not who I am now. And that stuff can be good enough for other people, and that can be where they like to live. Not good enough for me. So, what are you available for? What are you not available for? And what can you stop hiding from and face? What truth of yours needs to be expressed into this world? Because when you do that, you free not only yourself, but the other person. All right, until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.